train that takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while.
Why?
It's an away game. It's an away game. I'm coming home soon.
Game on. Game on.
Game on.
The shoot, you score.
Oh. One for one.
That is going wild.
Score. Game on.
Go.
Worthley cuts down the angle. Gretzky shoots.
Oh, Gretzky is denied. Oh. Choked in the open net.
G'day, I'm Eric, and welcome to episode 30 of Eric to the Penalty Box. My look at the Australian Ice Hockey League from my personal point of view. Week 17, episode number 30. The penultimate weekend of the Australian Ice Hockey League. Covering Saturday the 15th and Sunday the 16th of August. The 15th and 16th of August 2015. We'll talk more about the results in a moment. But the Mustangs defeated the Adrenaline in the Fox Sports Game of the Week in a real goal fest 9-5. And in another goal fest in Sydney, the Sydney Bears defeated the Sydney Ice Dogs in the last battle of Sydney at Liverpool 9-1. The Brave defeated the Newcastle North Stars 6-5 in a shootout in Canberra. And on the other side of the country, there was also a shootout where the Ice defeated the Thunder 5-4 in the shootout at Perth Ice Arena. And then on the Sunday, the Adrenaline defeated the Mustangs 4-3 in yet another shootout. And then in the next game in Newcastle, the Newcastle North Stars lit up the Sydney Bears 8-2. And the Thunder, they were lit up by the Melbourne Ice. The Melbourne Ice defeating them 6-2 in Perth. So, with the second last week end of the competition over, the top four are now confirmed. The exact order won't be 100% confirmed until after this week's matches, but the way it is at the moment, the top four are the Newcastle North Stars on 60, the Melbourne Ice on 53, the Perth Thunder on 47, and the Semia Brave on 44. So if the finals were held today, and all the order stays the way it is, the Newcastle North Stars would take on the CBR Brave in semi-final 1, the Melbourne Ice would take on Perth Thunder in semi-final 2, and then the two winners would meet in the grand final the following day, but that's the following weekend, the 29th and 30th of August, and basically only standing room tickets are available for those matches for the finals at this stage. So North Star 60, Ice 53, Thunder 47, Brave 44, that's your top four, Mustangs 38, Bears 37 along with the Adrenaline, and the Ice Dogs are on zero. So having a look at the bottom four, very close between Mustangs 38, the Bears on 37, and the Adrenaline also on 37. Just having a look at the games remaining. This weekend coming up is the final weekend of the regular season, and then the weekend after that is the semi-finals and final. The Newcastle North Stars have one game remaining, as do the Melbourne Ice, the Semia Brave, the Mustangs, and with two games remaining, Perth Thunder, Sydney Bears, Adelaide Adrenaline, and the Sydney Ice Dogs. So before we have a look at last weekend's games, I'll tell you about this weekend's games coming up. August 22nd, 23rd, the last weekend of the regular season. The Sydney Bears travel down to play the Melbourne Mustangs on the Saturday and the Melbourne Ice on the Sunday. The Adrenaline host the Thunder in Adelaide, and the Ice Dogs go on the road, even though the Saturday game against the CBR Brave is an Ice Dogs home game, that is in Canberra. So they go to Canberra on the Saturday and Newcastle on the Sunday. So that's the 22nd, 23rd of August. The following weekend at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, August 29, Team 1 versus Team 4. So at this stage, that will be Newcastle North Stars v CBR Brave. And then at 6:30 p.m. on the Saturday night, Team 2 versus Team 3. Team 2 being the Melbourne Ice, Team 3 being Perth Thunder. And then at 3 p.m. on Sunday, August 30, is the Grand Final. The winner at Semi-Final 1. So that would be either North Stars Brave or... Yeah, North Stars or Brave versus the winner of Semi-Final 2, Ice or Thunder. So that could change depending on what happens this weekend, but we'll let you know about that. And just a word on this, I'm recording this episode and getting it online and then going to sleep, and then when I wake up, I'll be going down to Melbourne for the Bears road trip in Melbourne, 22nd, 23rd, and then I will not be returning home, and then I'll be going to the finals, and so there will be no episode next week. When I get back from Melbourne, there will be a look at what happened this weekend and also at the semi-finals and the grand final, so that will be a bigger show, but I'll be in Melbourne. I'll have no way of actually recording this week's episode. So let's have a look at the Gold Fest that was Mustangs versus Adrenaline in Melbourne. There were a total of seven goals scored in the first period. Two goals within the first minute, one after 30 seconds by Victor Givshadin from the Mustangs to make it 1-0, and then Vadim Vyasov made it 2-0 with 1 minute down. If that wasn't enough, the Adelaide Adrenaline then replied 50 seconds later with a goal to Joseph Rezik. And then after that, a couple of minutes later, Jamie Burke scored a goal for the Melbourne Mustangs, followed by Corey Banfield to make it 4-1 Mustangs. And then after that, Webke Dag from the Adrenaline scored two goals within 3 minutes to make the score 4-3 to the Mustangs at the end of the first period. Shots on goal were even at 13 apiece, and also no penalties in the first period. Two goals scored in the second period within 22 seconds of each other, one to the Adrenaline, Joseph Rezik making it 4-4 from the Adrenaline, and then Joey Hughes making it 5-4 Mustangs in the second period, shots on goal favouring the Adrenaline 10-7. And then in the third period, there were more goals. The Mustangs won that period 4-1 with a goal to Corey Banfield and then followed by Jamie Burke. About 5 minutes later, Webke Dag scored, making his hat-trick for the Adelaide Adrenaline to make it 7-5. And then, how's this? With a minute 52 remaining, Corey Banfield from the Mustangs scored again, and he scored a shorthanded, empty net goal that was unassisted. And then with 56 seconds remaining, Vadim Vyasov, he scored the final goal to make it 9-5 to the Mustangs. Shots on goal favouring the Mustangs in that period, 19-14, and in total 39-37. Despite the scoreline, despite the 14-goal game, neither team converted any of their power plays, which was an interesting stats to note. Not really a lot of penalties in this game. Remy McGuinness picked up a 2-10 for a check from behind, which is an automatic 10-minute misconduct in the third period. And then there were match penalties to Jamie Burke from the Mustangs and Tyler Grave from the Adrenaline. You've probably seen that fight on YouTube already. One-on-one, nobody got involved, and the referees or the linesmen just let them sort it out themselves. Charlie Smart for the adrenaline was pulled after 6:21, saving 7 out of 11. He picked himself up the loss. Peter King in backup came on and played 42.5 minutes, saving 23 out of 27. Fraser Carson picked up the win, saving 32 out of 37 for the Mustangs. So a 3-goal game to Corey Banfield for the Mustangs and Webke Darg from the Adelaide Adrenaline. So highly entertaining. Not a lot of defensive hockey there, needless to say. Speaking of a lot of goals and not much defence, move on to the next game, the Sydney Bears versus the Sydney Ice Dogs at Liverpool, the Battle of Sydney. Started off with 2 goals in the first 30 seconds to the Bears, including a goal to Thomas Lander after seven seconds. Goals in the first period to Thomas Lander and Joe Hartcherick. Shots on goal favouring the Bears 13-5. After that first initial minute, it was pretty tired. It was pretty hard. The Bears were all over the Ice Dogs, but were unable to get any further goals in the first period. Second period was very busy, not only for the scorers in terms of goals, but also penalties. And it was all Bears. First goal to Michael Schlamp, shorthanded, unassisted. Second goal, a couple of minutes later, to Thomas Lander. That was his second. Third goal, about 5 minutes after that, to Steve Adams. He got himself on the scoreboard as the goal scorer for the first time this year. And then towards the end of the period, 2 goals within not long at all. Power play goals to both Thomas Lander and Spencer Austin. The 6th goal brought up Thomas Lander's hat-trick. And then in the third period, 3 goals within 10 minutes. 2 of them to the Bears, Cameron Todd and Thomas Lander. That was his 4th goal. His pants trick or his Texas hat-trick, depending on what you want to call it. And then in the third period with 12:13 remaining, the Ice Dogs got on the board with a goal to Adam Kimberley. The penalty situation, lots of penalties in the second period especially. Bears skipper Michael Schlamp actually got himself ejected from the game. There was a bit of a melee in centre ice, and he initially was going to pick himself up a 10-minute misconduct for that, but had some choice words for the official, who converted that into a game misconduct as well. And then towards the end, before that, the player that was involved in the skirmish from the Ice Dogs, Alex Stevenson, picked himself up a 10-minute misconduct. And then towards the end of that period, David Hamati for the Ice Dogs was ejected for fighting. That was a rather one-sided thing. People from the Bears didn't want to get involved in that one. And then matching 4-minute roughing penalties, Adam Kimberley for the Ice Dogs and Lachlan McKenzie for the Bears. And at the same time, Charlie Fraser from the Bears also earned himself a slash at that time as well. In net, Camille Urana picked himself up the win, saving 8 from 8. He played for the first 2 periods. And then considering the scoreline at the end of the second period was 7-0. It was decided to give Camille a rest. He's certainly had a lot of work to do. And James Downey, the young backup, came in, only conceded 1 goal, saving 8 out of 9. Meanwhile, Jake Burgess, of course, had a lot of work to do. Picked himself up the loss, saving 36 out of 45. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 skaters for the Ice Dogs. Doesn't help when people get themselves ejected or have 10-minute misconducts or a lot of time in the penalty box. So very difficult there. Shots on goal favouring the Bears 45-17. Winning 13-5 in the first period, 19-3 in the second, and 13-9 in the third. The Bears had 12 power plays, could only convert 2 of them, and the Ice Dogs didn't convert either of theirs. We then have a look at the next game. the CBR Brave versus the Newcastle North Stars in Canberra. The CBR Brave opened the scoring thanks to a goal from Matt Harvey with 6:56 remaining. Then about 40 seconds after that, Kelly Joffrey scored himself a goal to make a 2-0 CBR Brave. Two and a bit minutes after that, Hayden Sheard scored himself an unassisted goal for the Newcastle North Stars. And Stephen Blunden, with a minute 21 remaining, scored a goal to CBR Brave, making 3-1 CBR Brave at the end of the first. Shots on goal favouring the North Stars 14-9 in the second period. Geordie Woodrick got himself on the scoreboard again with a goal after 3 minutes. Kelly Joffrey picked up his second goal 3 minutes later to make it 4-2 to the Brave. Scott Swiston picked up a goal 4 minutes later to make the score 4-3, and Geordie Woodrick picked himself up a shorthanded goal to make it 4-4 towards the end of the period. And then with a minute 8 remaining, Kelly Joffrey picked up his hat-trick, making it 5-4 to CBR Brave at that point. And in the third period, there was only one goal. Brian Bales scored an unassisted shorthanded goal with 9:11 left on the clock to make it 5-all. And then, of course, that led to a shootout. For the Brave, Cole Marinari missed. For the Newcastle North Stars, Hayden Sheard missed. For the Brave, Kelly Joffrey missed. For the North Stars, Geordie Woodrick missed. Stephen Blunden missed for the Brave. Jan Safar missed for the North Stars. Matt Harvey scored for the Brave. Robert Molloy, the original Some Guy, scored for the North Stars. And then Jordan Gavin, he scored, and Scott Swiston needed the score, but he didn't, giving CBR Brave the win. So having a look at the goalie situation, Lesky Toivonen picked himself up the win, saving 29 out of 34, and Dane Davis, he picked himself up the loss, saving 29 out of 34. So in those respects, shots on goal, shots saved, all the same, 34 apiece. Neither team converted their power plays. The Newcastle North Stars had one power play and the Brave had six, and they were unable to convert any of them from either team. Speaking of shootouts, head across to the Perth Ice Arena, where the Melbourne Ice defeated the Perth Thunder 5-4 in a shootout. The Melbourne Ice opened the scoring late in the first period with a power play goal to Jeremy Brown. And in the second period, Tim Johansson scored first of all after 5 minutes to make it 2-0 Ice. And then two goals to Tony Gliscarry in the last 5 minutes of the period, the second one being a power play goal. 2-2 at the end of the second. And then in the third, Tim Johansson scored again to make it 3-2 Ice. 4 minutes into the period, Greg Hyde scored 3 minutes later to make it 3-3. Perth Thunder hit the lead at 9:38 with a power play goal to Liam Jeffries. And then Tim Johansson, he scored again for the Melbourne Ice, picking up his hat-trick. And that tied the scores at 7:26. And so shots on goal favoured the Thunder 43-29. The Ice converted 1 out of 2 of their power plays. The Perth Thunder converted 2 out of 5 for them. Tony Gliscarry shot first for the Thunder in the shootout. He missed. Tommy Powell scored for the Ice. Alex Hudson missed for the Perth Thunder. Matt Armstrong picking up the game-winning goal there for the Melbourne Ice, successful with his shot. And that gave the Ice the win. Jaden Pine Murphy, JPM, picked up the win, saving 39 out of 43. And Mark McCann, filling in for the suspended Mark Ulgenberger, picked up the loss, saving 25 out of 29. Now, how long Ulgenberger is actually suspended for after that incident in Canberra, I don't know, because the league don't put out anything official to the public, or anybody else for that matter, in relation to the length for suspensions, so he may be back next week, who knows. Then, speaking of a shootout, we head to Sunday, The Adelaide Adrenaline defeated the Melbourne Mustangs 4-3 in a shootout. Scoreless first period, and the only two goals in the second period were both to Webke Dag in the last 5 minutes of the period, making it 2-0 Adrenaline at the end of the second. And then finally the Melbourne Mustangs got on the board, scoring goals to Brendan McDowell, power play goal, Pat O'Kane and Vadim Vyasov to make it 3-2 Mustangs. And that man again, Webke Dag, he picked up all the goals for the Adrenaline, and he made that 3-all with 55 seconds remaining, which ended up sending the game to a shootout. Shots on goal favoured the Mustangs 44-29. The Adrenaline didn't convert either of their power plays. The Mustangs converted 1 out of 5 of those. Lots of shooters in the shootout. The home team goes first. Joey Hughes missed for the Mustangs. Corey Lekova, he missed for the Adrenaline. Corey Banfield missed for the Mustangs. Joseph Frezik missed for the Adrenaline. Vyadam Vyasov missed for the Mustangs. Webke Dag missed for the Adrenaline. Pat O'Kane missed for the Mustangs. Aaron Wicker, he missed for the Adrenaline. Brendan McDowell missed for the Mustang. Greg Oddie missed for the Adelaide Adrenaline. Victor Gibshanin missed for the Mustangs. And Jonathan Boxhill scored for the Adrenaline, picking himself up the game-winning goal. The Adelaide Adrenaline win in that shootout 4-3. Charlie Smart picked up the win, saving 41 out of 44. And Fraser Carson, he saved 26 out of 29 in the loss for the Mustangs. Then we go to two games that were a little bit less tight. The Newcastle North Stars hosted the Sydney Bears. The Sydney Bears had a very depleted lineup. Newcastle North Stars scored twice in the first period to Brian Bales and Jan Safar. Shots on goal favouring the Newcastle North Stars 10-7. Thomas Lander struck back for the Bears in the second period with a goal, but there were two further goals to the North Stars, a power play goal to Shane Southwood and a goal to Scott Swiston. 4-1 Newcastle North Stars at the end of the second, and then in the third period, more goals to the Newcastle North Stars. Geordie Woodrick, Scott Swiston, Geordie Woodrick again, and Jan Safar, so lots of goals there for the Newcastle North Stars. Thomas Lander scored almost midway through the third period for the Bears, their only goal of the period, and second goal of the match, both to Thomas Lander. And the Newcastle North Stars won 8-2. Shots on goal favouring the North Stars 50-36. The Bears didn't get a single power play, and the Newcastle North Stars converted 3 out of 4 of those. Not many penalties in this game. And Camille Urana picked himself up the loss, saving 42 out of 50. Dane Davis picked himself up the win, saving 20 out of 21. He was rested after the second period, and Josh Brakeman, he saved 14 out of 15, so each goalie conceding one goal apiece. And then the final game that we'll talk about this week, the Melbourne Ice defeated the Perth Thunder 6-2 in Perth. The Melbourne Ice got on the board first with a goal very early in the period to Matt Armstrong, and then goals to Tony Kuliskeri and a power play goal to Luke Dagnott midway through the period, making it 2-1 Thunder at the end of the first. Shots on goal favouring the Ice 12-8. It was all Melbourne Ice in the second period, with goals to Paul Kasiba, Jeremy Brown and a power play goal to Liam Webster, 4-2 Melbourne Ice at the end of the second. Shots on goal even at 11. And two more goals in the third period, both to the Ice. Jeremy Brown picked up another goal, Liam Webster picked up another goal for him, and lots of penalties, especially in the second period, for both teams. Jaden Pine Murphy picked himself up the win. Hang on, how is that even possible? This is obviously an error that I'm going to have to pass on. You can't have the backup winning and then the non-backup, I don't even know who started, it's probably all wrong. Point is, you can't have somebody from the same team having a win and a loss. Now that's obviously just an input error. What I'm going to go with is Jaden Pine Murphy. He saved 34 out of 34. He was on the ice for 40 and a bit minutes. No. They're right. Nondaziok, I think his name is. Nicholas Niazidok, the young Melbourne Ice goaltender, he must have started. He saved 1 out of 3 in 9:52, and then he was replaced by Jaden Pine Murphy, who saved 34 out of 34. Gonna have to get that error corrected. You can't have a win and a loss by both goaltenders on the same team. Mark McCann did pick himself up the loss, again substituting for Mark Ulgenberger, saving 29 out of 35. That brings us to the end. Let me just recap what we heard and what is coming up. So last week the Mustangs defeated the Adrenaline 9-5, the Bears defeated the Ice Dogs 9-1, the Brave won in a shootout against the North Stars 6-5, the Ice defeated the Thunder in a shootout 5-4, the Adrenaline defeated the Mustangs 4-3 in a shootout, and then the North Stars defeated the Bears 8-2, and the Ice defeated the Thunder 6-2. And this weekend, Bears are at the Mustangs, Brave are at the Ice Dogs, even though it's a Canberra home game, the Thunder are at the Adrenaline, the Bears are at the Ice, the Thunder are at the Adrenaline, and the Ice Dogs are at the North Stars. Competition ladder for the final time before the next episode. North Stars on 60, the Ice on 53, the Thunder on 47, the Brave 44, that's your top four, and the top four teams won't change, the other teams are now too far back. The Mustangs are in fifth currently on 38, the Bears are on 37 along with the Adrenaline, and the Ice Dogs are on zero. Anywho, I'm Eric, just a reminder, there won't be an episode just before the finals covering this weekend coming up on the 22nd, 23rd of August. You can hear me on the Saturday on Bears Hockey Radio. I'm going to have a bit of a snippet for you towards the end in a moment. It's been really good bringing you the action this year, both on Bears Hockey Radio and here, of course, on Oak to the Penalty Box. I'll be back in about a week and a half, I guess. And I'll tell you what happened this coming weekend and also for the finals, because I'll be in Melbourne for that 10 days. Anywho, I'm Eric. Enjoy some of these highlights, and I'll see you next time. Good night, Interweb. Don't forget to keep your stick on the ice. Keep out of the penalty box.
Goes in the face-off, but it's been lost. Byers tried to clear it, but not too far. Shot scores! Power play goal, Alice Padlick!
Hat-trick for Padlick.
Toss out the caps, it's all tied up at three.
He's near you, Bears fans. Toss out those hats. Great shot from way out. He just shot the puck. Too good for Eunice on that occasion.
And we're all tied. 3-3, 9:48 and a hattie for Alex Padlick.
Well, I don't see any hats.
Maybe they can't get the hats through the netting, Julian.
This isn't the Ice Palace. Said the locals just sitting there in silence. And why not? What a game he's had. Three goals for Alice Padlick. A shootout fast becoming the reality here. Chancellor Padlick winds up. Shot scores!
Johar Cherik with 33 seconds to go. Padlick sending it across. Cherik gets it in the back of the net, and is that the Bears' first win against the Brave ever?
Johar Cherik, we've spoken about it so often, the leading goal scorer coming into the night, 10 goals, 10 assists, and that goal right there with 33 seconds to go gives the Bears their first lead of the night as the Brave call a timeout.
And there's no icing, play will continue. Lander all the way back behind his own net. and he'll come up and he passed it to somebody. Statsman will be happy about that. To the right-hand side, dump and chase, pinball style. Toivonen paddles it, not exactly sure why, but he does. Puck flies out of the zone. Urina wanders way out of his net. He'll almost need an opal card. He was that far out of his net. But no harm done, nowhere near him. Back in the neutral zone. Paddock again, looking for Schlamp. Finds nobody. Urina's better tap in, tap off with opal again. He was out that far. No one around him. Bears with the puck, working it out of their own defensive zone. Deflected by Urina in the corner. Bears fighting for possession, fighting for their lives, fighting for fourth spot. Centres across, Urina saves. Thinks about freezing the puck, just passes it off to his defenceman with 4:50 remaining. 6-3, Brave in the corner again, underneath the scoreboard. We'll wait for the puck to come out eventually. Maybe it'll get a parking fine, it's there for that long. Brave trying to get the puck back. They do in the offensive zone at the moment. Lots of fighting in the corner, fighting for possession. Bears get it.
Trying to find the puck. Cooper has been turned over. Newcastle now into the left circle. Shot saved again. Shot rebound, and it's in for goal number 3.
Quite simple in the end. Quite effective. Initial shot in off the pads. Rebound score. Newcastle North Stars 3-0.
That might be enough.
No goal horns for North Stars goals, please.
Well, we might as well, because we're not going to be hearing the goal horn for the Bears anytime soon, it would appear. There we go, that's gone, thank you very much. This ain't the finals. 3-0 Newcastle. We do not have goal horns for away teams, thank you. Pass back has been turned over. Bears, if they're good enough, they've got room. But Kennedy Jr. gets there first. Ahead of Esposito. And Esposito works him into the boards with a big check. Now in the middle, shot in the slot. Puck's loose. Scores! It's given. It's Richard Tazarek.
That's a new sounding goal horn. I wasn't sure what was happening goal horn wise, but we can say that the Bears are on the board. Esposito and Kennedy in the corner, but Richard Tesserick scores 3-1 Newcastle North Stars.
And might I say it's an improvement? We'll hold off officially from threading it to Tazari, but I believe he was the man who got the last touch, and they needed that like they needed their next breath. It's 3-1. The Bears still in this one with 6:29 left in the second.
Get on the train, it takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while.
Why?
It's an away game. It's an away game.
I'm coming home soon.
It takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while. Get on the train. It takes me away. I'm coming back to you in style. It's an away game. It's an away game. It's an away game. Another away game. No more away games.
Just us two, just us two, just us two, just us two.